Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Amron. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah. I was calling. I was trying to start a new claim online, but I kept, well, it didn't accept what I was doing.
Okay. What's your social security number?
416-04-3918.
Have you ever filed before?
No. Well, it's been years ago.
Okay. What's that first name?
Sherry. S-H-E-R-R-Y.
Your last name?
Gilmore. G-I-L-M-O-R-E.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
2 years of college.
All right. And what's that Alabama driver's license number?
631-0279. Alabama.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit, or you can receive the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Is this a checking or savings?
Checking.
What's that rider number?
Okay, hold on. Get that information. Okay. The routing number is 06-20-00019.
And that account number?
018-932-3033.
What's that mailing address you would like on file?
5232.
Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off. I couldn't go to that next page. What was that date of birth?
9/20/77, September 20th, 1977.
I'm sorry to cut you off.
No problem.
Okay, and what's that address again?
5232 Meadows, M-E-A-D-O-W, Lake Circle, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020.
And what was that zip code again?
35020.
Okay, just to make sure I have that address correct, that's 5232 Meadow Lake Circle?
Yes.
Okay, what's that telephone number starting with the area code?
205-535-8300.
Okay. All right, Ms. Gilmore, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so I have some randomly generated security questions to ask you. Feel free to cut me off at any point that you hear the correct answer.
Okay.
Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Artist Touch Shirt, Tea, and Design, Combined Business Service, Pace Dairy Foods, Walnut Hill School, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1983 Chevrolet Monte Carlo?
Yes.
All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1181 County Road 220, 13 711 Rock House Road. 1181.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
And what was the last day that you worked?
The 10th, February 10th.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself?
No.
Do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you've worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
And what's the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
17.
And do you work through a union?
No.
Okay, what was that job title?
Security professional.
And was this like a computer security specialist or?
Oh, no, I was a security guard at Mercedes-Benz.
Okay. And how did Mercedes appear on your check stubs? What was their corporate name on your check stubs?
It was LLIED, Universal Security.
Okay. Universal Protection Services?
That might be it.
Okay. What's that phone number for that employer?
Let me give you the supervisor's number. Mm-hmm. 205-490-5354.
And what was your start date with them?
Say December 1st, 2019.
Okay. And what city and state were you working for them in?
Vance, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive vacation, sick, or holiday pay from this employer?
Well, I do have vacation time. I don't know if they're gonna pay me or not. I'm not sure.
So would it be a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. And what's the reason that you're no longer working for them?
They terminated my employment.
Okay. Did they give you a specific reason?
I didn't meet their standards anymore.
Okay. And what was the name of the supervisor?
Brittany Robertson.
And would you agree with what your employer is alleging?
No.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember your PIN number from the last time that you filed?
No.
I can reset that for you.
Okay.
That is 1877, and you can change it once you use it after the first time.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Gilmore, we are coming to a close with your unemployment claim. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov. And that's where you will update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file over the internet, that web address is www.alabama.gov. If you would like to file over the phone, that telephone number is 205-458-2282.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. You must make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or you have any questions for us, you can contact our inquiry department at 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or a letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right, Ms. Gilmore, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, that's it.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.